Join the conversation. Give Lisa a call. 203-333-9422. It's the Lisa Wexler Show. Only on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back. Joining us is Matt Mandel, who is a frequent contributor to the Lisa Wexler Show. He chairs the Westport Weston Chamber of Commerce, and he's been thinking very specifically about ways to help restaurants in our region. He's starting with Westport and Weston, but of course, this is an idea that can be applicable elsewhere. Matt, welcome to the show today, and good morning.
Hey, Lisa, thank you for having me on again.
Sure. I don't know if you've been listening today, Matt. Have you been listening to the show?
Oh, Nazis, man. They're one of the people that just I despise most.
Yeah.
And they're all around us again. I don't know if you mentioned, but there was a rally in Orlando with 20 neo-Nazis with swastika flags, Heil Hitler. It's something that just needs to be stopped. And it's pervasive in this country now. But we're not here to talk about Nazis. We're here to talk about how to help local restaurants.
And, okay, let's do that. For a couple of minutes, let's turn the conversation over to that. Go ahead.
Yeah, so essentially what we've got is restaurants that are again, being harmed by the pandemic. People are not going out to eat as much, and the answer has always been takeout. And so people do takeout, but a lot of them use the third-party apps. And what I found out recently is that these third-party apps, Uber Eats, DoorDash, Grubhub, charge 30% of the bill from the restaurant.
Wow, so that's insane.
It is insane. And even if you order through their service and then pick it up yourself, it's 25%. And some restaurants are telling me that's almost their profit margin on any one of these meals. And so I've come up with the idea of calling direct, and you order direct, and then you pick it up yourself. And you're then putting the 30% and 25% back into the pockets of these restaurants who've been suffering all during the pandemic and helping them out. And so that's a program that I've been doing, saying avoid third-party apps, order direct, and then pick it up yourself.
So and so now this is – so what you're saying is that restaurants – well, let me just go back a minute. The convenience of Grubhub and all of these places is that they will deliver to your house. So you're
Absolutely.
Basically telling people to get off their tush and go to the restaurant and get it.
If you really want to help the local restaurants, that's the way to do it.
Okay.
And through this program of doing it and picking it up yourself, you can put pressure on these third-party apps. And what I've also done is once I established this program in Westport and Weston, and I sent this to all the other chamber members or chambers in Connecticut, and a number of them have picked up on it. The Central Connecticut one did, Avon did, Fairfield is as well. The mayor of Bristol posted it on his Instagram and Facebook that you should be ordering direct and picking it up. This is going throughout the state that people are realizing that the third-party apps are charging outrageous amounts. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be using these in the long term, and it's not a valuable service to be able to pick up and deliver, but the fees are the problem, and they need to be modified. Now, certain towns like San Francisco and New York have already been looking at decreasing the fees, making it mandatory that no longer more than 15% can be charged. And this puts money back into our local economy instead of going to these third-party apps.
And when they go to the third-party apps, how much of it filters down to the actual driver?
A small amount.
Small amount. Which
apparently, I just heard today that they're trying to unionize because they're not getting paid enough. So I'm wondering where the 30% is actually going. It doesn't seem to go to the driver. I think it's just going back to the big corporate entity.
Could be.
So, an idea. Let's say you do a $100 order because you're having your family of four and you're going out, you wanted Mexican food, and it costs about $100. $30 of that is being taken away from the restaurant, and it doesn't seem to filter down to the driver. So they're just pocketing this. I think that there can be a change, and doing this order direct and take out and pick it up yourself will put pressure on it, and it will get going throughout the state. And if one state happens, another state will happen. I'm getting calls from other states, from other organizations that are in similar thinking and saying, well, what did you do? This is what we're doing. So this is out in Minnesota and someone else in New Jersey. So this is not something that's an isolated situation. It just needs to be galvanized for all of us to say, hey, we've had enough of this. We need to be helping our local restaurants. So everybody should call them directly, go to their website directly, and interact that way instead of the app.
Now, well, in the good old bad old days, most places had their own delivery boys. And I'm calling them boys. Right. That's what they were called. But that's what they were, delivery boys. They were kids. And they don't do that anymore, huh?
No, well, a lot of them don't because it just costs too much. And also there's a shortage of people to do it. And that's where the apps do come in to help out. And there are different services that I'm learning about that will create an organized delivery service for the local restaurants. So they can all sort of sign into these instead of the third-party apps. And then the fee, it becomes much less, and the food still gets delivered. And this is an ongoing process that I'm working on, but I've started the first part of the concept, which is order direct and pick it up. And
okay.
We'll see where this goes. But I'm talking to different organizations that want to help out here, such as how to do takeout better, notifying people when the food is ready, other organizations that will use a third-party delivery system and not charge the 30%.
Okay.
So there may be a way around it.
All right. Well, Matt Mandel, thanks for always being innovative and always trying to think about, you know, ways that people can get businesses healthy and businesses going in a way that helps the community. You're always very forward-thinking about what's good for the community.
Thanks.
So thank you.
Right. And I think the big thing is that people need to realize that when they do these apps, 30% of it is being taken out of the pocket of the restaurant.
It's a matter of information.
Number.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Matt Mandel. Appreciate it. We're going to be right back. We're going to circle back to what's going on with the race and Whoopi Goldberg. It's a big conversation. A lot of you have wanted to be part of it. Stay tuned for more of that conversation at 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.